Albayan Radio presents The Islamic Awakening, presented by Sheikh Nasim Abdi.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Amma ba'd, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear brothers and sisters. And we're up to the seventh lesson of the short series of the Islamic Awakening. And this lesson, we're going to be speaking about the importance of mutual love and good relations. First and foremost, when we want to give someone da'wah, we need to understand that we need to give this da'wah that comes from a place and seat in our hearts, and that we want this person to really benefit. Why? Because Allah tells us, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ. Verily, the believers are brothers. And if we truly want goodness for this person, just as we all know the famous hadith, لَا يُؤْمِنَ أَحَدُكُمْ حَتَّى يُحِبَّ لِأَخِيهِ مَا يُحِبُّ لِنَفْسِهِ. None of you truly believe until you love for your brother what you love for yourself. Then we should deliver the message in a way that we would love someone to deliver that same message to us. And this is very important when we want to give da'wah to our brothers, our sisters, those that are close to us, or strangers, people that we don't know, or non-Muslims, people that we maybe have no relation to whatsoever. We need to deliver the message in the best possible way, and it should come from a place of us wanting them to be guided. And subhanAllah, when a person has this mindset, I want good for this person, I would love for this person to be guided, you will find naturally your tone towards that person changes. It's not about winning an argument. It's not about pride and arrogance. It's not about getting one over your fellow brother. No. Rather, it's about wanting them to become good. Why? Because this is the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you want this person to be close to Allah azza wa jal. And you want to be an ambassador on behalf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you're going to do things the best possible way to bring that person close to Allah azza wa jal. And if you have a want, a true love, and a want for goodness for this person, then inshallah azza wa jal, this da'wah effort and this da'wah approach will be extremely easy for you. But if you come from a place of arrogance, from a place of pride, from a place of thinking that you're better than the other party, then you'll find your approach might be harsh, your approach might have words that aren't appropriate, you will not have patience in dealing with that person, and this will, generally speaking, lead to issues and lead to that person being moved away from the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. So you want goodness for that person, you love for that person to be good, then this will bring you closer to Allah Azza wa Jal in and of yourself. And it will also make your approach one that will be effective inshallah in bringing that person to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if you're harsh, if you're rough, then this is just going to push that person away. وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَنْدُوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. If you were to be harsh with these people, then they would have broken away, they would have ran away from around you. And that's the advice of Allah Azza wa Jal to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Imagine if we have that same way of thinking and dealing with the people. We're not messengers, people aren't obliged to follow us. Imagine how much quicker they would run away. Where their iman is not the iman of the Sahaba radhiallahu anhum, nor are we people of the like the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that they need to follow. So we need to use the best approach, filled with love and sincerity, in bringing people closer to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's our principle, that's our default position, that's our first and initial approach. There are times where a person may need to use harsh words with people, there are times where a person may need to use different approaches, but this is the exception to the rule. This is the exception to the rule. And even when you use those approaches, it's because you truly love that person for the sake of Allah, and you truly believe that that's the best approach. It's got nothing to do with your nafs. It's got nothing to do with your own self and your desires and what's going to give you your kicks. La abadan. You are speaking on behalf of Allah, so speak in a manner which Allah Azza wa Jalla loves. You want to bring this person close to Allah. You don't want to see them fail. You want to see them get close to Allah Azza wa Jalla. So if you're truthful and sincere in that, then inshallah you're going to do everything that you can in the best possible manner to bring them closer to Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us understanding not only of this deen, but also how to implement and pass on this deen. هذا والله أعلم صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله محمد وصحبه أجمعين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
This program was presented by Albayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.